Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Freedom.
What can I say?
By the Sugars. Thank all the listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
Freedom to ride with me. I want freedom.
Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, freedom, liberation, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station, nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Because October is the anniversary of many atrocities in the human arena, even century after century, it's significant to read this chapter from the newly released book, Food for Freedom, Reclaiming Our Health and Rescuing Our World, by Will Tuttle, Ph.D. Chapter 10, Circle of Slavery. Quote, there's a war going on. The battlefield is in the mind, and the prize is the soul. So be careful, be very careful. Prince. That quote was by Prince. Next quote. Behold, I am sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. That's Matthew 10:6. Next quote. Despise the glare of wealth. Those people who pay greater respect to a wealthy villain than to an honest, upright man in poverty almost deserve to be enslaved. By John Hancock. Pretext for war. The main pretext for animal agriculture, our war against animals, is that we need their protein, calcium, and other nutrients to survive. We also see false pretexts being similarly used in a war against us. Wars are destructive, and so collectively, we instinctively avoid them. Pretexts are therefore regularly fabricated to trick us into mistakenly believing we've been attacked, so we are willing to give up peace and freedom and fight the chosen enemy. Those pretexts are often false flag deceptions, like the sinking of the battleship Maine in Havana Harbor to start the Spanish-American War, the attack on the Lusitania for entry into the First World War, the Gulf of Tonkin incident for the Vietnam War, the controlled demolition of three World Trade Center buildings for the War on Terror and the Patriot Act that erodes our rights. Saddam Hussein's non-existent, quote, weapons of mass destruction, end quote, to initiate the, quote, shock and awe, end quote, attack and war on Iraq, and there have been many more. All of this and more that will likely follow may seem controversial to some because it runs counter to official narratives. The idea is to question all narratives as intelligently and cogently as possible so that, quote, we don't get fooled again, as Pete Townsend warned. We have been fooled far too many times, and we will hopefully begin to realize that any time a particular narrative is pushed hard by mainstream media and government, there is a strong likelihood that it is foolish to believe it. It simultaneously promotes the cabal's hidden agenda of increasing its power, wealth, prestige, and narrative control. The cleverness of this particular model of deception is that those who initially, surreptitiously, created the crisis can then present the solution posing as savior benefactors, while actually stealing our freedom, resources, and autonomy, and imposing suffering and violence. They can portray themselves as benefiting society and providing safety and security in the challenging time. Wars, for example, have always benefited rulers. As pointed out in The World Peace Diet, which is another book that Dr. Will Tuttle wrote. He wrote that in 2005. I'll start that again. As pointed out in The World Peace Diet, the oldest word for war, gavya, the desire for more cows, reveals that wars were launched in order to increase the wealth of the ruling kings because cows and livestock were, quite literally, wealth. Thousands fought and died to enrich the ruling class. It is the same today. Wars are contrived by and benefit the globalist plutocrats who not only profit from them, but use them as emergency pretexts to remove basic human rights and further their agenda of dominating and exploiting humanity. Reading from Chapter 10, Circles of Slavery, from the book Food for Freedom, Reclaiming Our Health and Rescuing Our World, which was released on Earth Day 2024, by Dr. Will Tuttle. And I'm reading this in this program today because there is so much suffering and crises happening at a magnitude that is massive globally. And I see it as the boomerang effect. As long as carnist, non-vegan humanity continues to cause suffering to all the animals in the laboratories, the medical laboratories, biomedical, pharmaceutical, military, and of course, all of animal agriculture, including dairy and eggs. And even fishing and hunting, if you think about it, it's all based on deception and the opposite of the golden rule. And I just do want to add that this week in central Massachusetts, the skies have been filled with the stratospheric aerosol injections, weather modification, weather warfare. So that's quite a problem as well. Okay, so this is again from Chapter 1, Health and Freedom for All. Food for Freedom, Sowing and Reaping, looking into our cultural predicament and the domination of the many by the wealthy few. In the litany of problems that we face, we can see clearly that this predicament is a poignant mirror and product of our mistreatment of animals. The trillions of animals we abuse and kill annually for food are powerless in our hands and cannot retaliate against us, but our violence itself retaliates against us as we generate forces that exploit us the same way we exploit animals. Animal agriculture, the living core of our culture, creates the template of our experience. Every problem that we experience in our human world is the result of the boomerang effect. What we inflict on others inevitably returns to afflict us. This is not only the ancient wisdom teaching of reciprocity, it is also a reality that we experience in our daily lives. We plant carrot seeds and we get carrots, not broccoli. Sowing seeds of disease, fear, and exploitation in our treatment of billions of animals, how can we expect to reap freedom, health, and justice in our human world? As we sow, we reap, and for virtually every problem and harm that we are experiencing in our human world, if we look carefully, we will see that we are inflicting the same harm onto the animals who are at our mercy and to whom we show no mercy. We impose disease and abuse on healthy animals in laboratories in order to make and test pharmaceuticals, and we fail to notice that the more we mistreat and vivisect these animals under the guise of medical research to reduce human disease, the more we are confronted by new, dangerous, and deadly diseases that increasingly proliferate and intensify our suffering, while the profits and power of the meat biomedical petrochemical complex continually escalates. And here I'm going to read a little bit from the Chapter 12, The Benevolent Revolution. The globalist agenda uses fear as a primary force to lower humanity's vibrational level to the point that we are willing to surrender our intellect, freedom, and sovereignty in order to be protected and secure. Authentic spirituality and deep vegan living raise our vibrational level and are based on kindness and respect and on savoring and contributing to the creative exuberance of life in order to embody healing and compassion and to relish the beautiful adventure of fulfilling our unique mission here. The globalist plutocrats harness the underlying delusions and tensions at the core of our hurting culture and channel these forces to wage psychological, medical, and physical war against humanity and human sovereignty. Our parasitic domination of animals is transposed and weaponized to become their parasitic domination of us. Though the primary deception is fooling us into enslaving and killing animals for food, and though this is the fountain from which all the other deceptions spring, it is also essential to understand the other deceptions if we are to keep ourselves and our movements healthy. Okay, now I'm going to go back to Chapter 10, Circles of Slavery. The war on germs, like the war on carbon, seems to be valued by the ruling cabal as an effective pretext for consolidating its power to undermine our health and freedom. We can see these pandemics being used as critical parts of nested pretexts serving the globalist agenda. A pandemic can easily be used as a pretext for governmental, quote, health, end quote, decrees, coercing us into masking, locking down, distancing, tracking, and finally and most importantly, submitting to injections. Injections also serve as a pretext for mandated rollouts of digital passports to monitor the injections, which destroy freedom with totalitarian tracking and control under the false guise of keeping us all, quote, safe, end quote. These digital tracking systems open the door to the complete destruction of human freedom via a global central bank digital currency coupled with inescapable digital tracking and surveillance systems where all travel and economic transactions are monitored and controlled. I'm reading from the book Food for Freedom, Reclaiming Our Health and Rescuing Our World by Dr. Will Tuttle. And the goal of Food for Freedom is to co-create a vegan paradigm of justice, freedom, and peace, health, and wellness. Now back to my reading of Food for Freedom. The World Economic Forum is not hiding this agenda that it refers to euphemistically as the Great Reset. Charles Mountbatten Windsor, then Prince of Wales and later, simply because of his bloodline, recognized as the King of England, was ironically the one to announce the Great Reset program to the world in June of 2020, publicly emphasizing that, quote, we need to put nature at the heart of how we operate, end quote, and warning about carbon and climate change and that, quote, we simply can't waste more time, end quote. This is coming from the man whose home is the gargantuan Buckingham Palace, with arguably the most wasteful, opulent, and least nature-respecting lifestyle on planet Earth. Klaus Schwab's book, COVID-19, The Great Reset, presents this Great Reset vision, and it is easy to see its role in the relentless globalist agenda to crush individual sovereignty, euphemized as the Fourth Industrial Revolution. A fabricated war pretext is necessary, hoodwinking us into believing we have to fight a dangerous enemy that is an ever-menacing force. The globalists proclaim this narrative and that they have the solution, which is the transhumanist agenda of the Great Reset. As Schwab told the Chicago Council on Global Affairs in 2020, quote, what the Fourth Industrial Revolution will lead to is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities, end quote. This fusion of identities is global speak for, among other things, our enslavement by means of implantable devices. As he writes in his book, quote, implanted devices will likely also help to communicate thoughts normally expressed verbally through a built-in smartphone and potentially unexpressed thoughts or moods by reading brain waves and other signals, end quote. This high-tech transhumanist agenda is envisioned to allow authorities to digitally monitor and control not just our outer movements, communications, and transactions, but eventually our thoughts and feelings as well. A digital panopticon is the goal, and its electronic, physical, and mental ramparts are continually being erected and refined. Hence the need for ever more powerful and ubiquitous cell phone towers and EMF fields blanketing the Earth from satellites in space. We are told it will be for the greater good, and for our safety and security. War, which originated in the ruling classes' urge to forcibly amass more power and wealth, is now waged primarily against the minds and bodies of the general population. Philosopher Marshall McLuhan, who gave us the important insight that, quote, the medium is the message, unquote, foresaw this back in 1970 when he wrote, quote, World War III is a guerrilla information war with no division between military and civilian participation, end quote. This is now known as fifth-generation warfare. Quote, the deliberate manipulation of an observer's context in order to achieve a desired outcome, end quote, because increasingly, quote, wars are not fought by armies or guerrillas, but in the minds of common citizens, end quote. Look carefully. We can see that the unelected globalist plutocrats comprising the World Economic Forum and its affiliates view the mass of human beings as livestock. Many of us have come to realize how effectively the agenda of this wealthy cabal has been implemented over the past decades, laying the groundwork for the pandemic false flag operations by gradually capturing not only the CDC, FDA, USDA, CIA, FBI, AMA, HWO, the United Nations, Congress, the executive branch, the judiciary, and even large portions of state, county, and local governments, but also virtually all mainstream media and big tech, as well as the financial, corporate, and scientific sectors, and academia, and the educational establishment, from kindergarten through the universities and professional degrees. The entire system is based on enforcing compliance to authority figures. Be taking a short break, and that'll continue reading Food for Freedom, Reclaiming Our Health and Rescuing Our World by Dr. Will Tuttle. And this is his song, The Pig Song, from his album Animal Song. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Listening to Freedom by The Sugars, vegan Carrie Plummer, her stage name Carrie Sugar, and her vegan brother Eddie. Carrie is a vegan activist and vegan educator in Upper Peninsula, Michigan. Continue with reading Food for Freedom, Reclaiming Our Health and Rescuing Our World by Dr. Will Tuttle. Much thanks for all to tuning in to Vegan Nation. Many of us, even though we question some of the narratives that promote violence, injustice, and disease, are unable or unwilling to challenge the trumped-up and controlled, quote, science, end quote, and have thus been unable or unwilling to challenge and resist the criminally harmful pandemic response and other globalist frauds and deceptions. Okay, in order to finish this chapter in the time allotment, I have skipped several sections, and I'm going to read the last of this chapter, chapter number 10, from Food for Freedom, Reclaiming Our Health and Rescuing Our World by Dr. Will Tuttle. themselves to be cast in the role of helpless victims of a malevolent pandemic pretext that serves an insidious agenda and is a well-coordinated attack on humanity. Ultimately, as Dr. King reminded us, the moral arc of the universe, though long, bends towards justice. Truth, though now brutally suppressed through the most egregious censorship and military-grade information warfare in the history of Western democracies, will eventually prevail. Even many usually obedient and unsuspecting people are beginning to question the disinformation continually spewing from official media and government sources. The globalists can no longer easily hide their agenda, and it is obvious for discerning minds to see. For example, we observe Klaus Schwab boasting a few years ago at a conference at Harvard University that, through the WEF's Global Leaders Program, his organization has trained and placed about 4,000 people in key positions of governmental, corporate, media, and financial power throughout the world, including Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, and Jeff Bezos, as well as Macron in France, Merkel in Germany, Trudeau and Freeland in Canada, Ardern in New Zealand, and Newsom in California. These have been among the most unwavering and tyrannical leaders in pushing the WEF's pandemic pretext and overall agenda, and Schwab further gloated that his WEF program has succeeded in, quote, penetrating, end quote, over half of the federal cabinet positions in Canada, as but one example. The agenda to cull and control the human herd will doubtlessly continue as long as we are doing the same to animals for food. It is essential to universalize the deep vegan resolve to never comply with forces of violence and exploitation. Our increased awareness, resistance, and respect for all life is more important and urgent than ever. Chapter number 10 from Food for Freedom, Reclaiming Our Health and Rescuing Our World by Dr. Will Tuttle. Profitable commodities in the world, and that this is due solely to direct interference by the U.S. government and other national governments. This interference has removed liability for vaccine manufacturers and created official policies to promote them and to censor scientists and journalists who question their safety and efficacy. For example, Pfizer reported a massive 92% growth in income and profits in 2021, and even more in 2022, becoming the first pharmaceutical company in history to exceed $100 billion in annual sales, mainly due to its sales of the COVID injections directly to captured governments. And yet, in 1985, the year before the passage of the 1986 law removing vaccine liability, less than 0.25% of drug company sales were derived from vaccines. It is hard to imagine now, but the general public in the 1960s and 70s was not enthusiastic about vaccines for good reason, and many pharmaceutical companies were losing money on them, with over half of vaccine manufacturers forced out of business. By 1980, only 10 vaccine manufacturers were still making vaccines. The new manufacturers left at that point faced hundreds of lawsuits for the damages their vaccines caused. It's clear that without government intervention, free markets would have simply eliminated vaccines. But in 1986, buckling to the tremendous wealth and power of the pharmaceutical industry, the government removed pharmaceutical industry liability for vaccine injuries and began adopting policies of mandatory vaccinations for children that have been continually increasing, and also instituted narrative control campaigns in order to diminish, quote, vaccine hesitancy, end quote, in the population. The result has been windfall profits for the pharmaceutical cartel and skyrocketing rates of chronic disease, which afflicts at least half of the U.S. population and accounts for 91% of sales of pharmaceutical medications. By enslaving animals, we have laid the foundations for the inevitable rise of materialistic and reductionist science, which not only deepens the animals' enslavement through industrial and medical systems of domination and exploitation, but also relentlessly insinuates itself into our bodies, minds, and lives, sabotaging our health, draining our freedom, and numbing our feelings and intellects. Fortunately, this circle of slavery is becoming more obvious by the day. As each of us breaks free of the the spell of herderism into which we have been indoctrinated from infancy. And as we liberate animals and reclaim our sovereignty and our health, we contribute to building the more conscious world that is always available to us, where peace, freedom, sustainability, justice, and abundance are possible and practicable. That was my reading of Food for Freedom in order to stop the violence and create a beautiful free world. And we heard Freedom by the Sugars. And let's go out with Only One Order by Jeremy Ahimsa.
There's only one order, one commandment, one law. Do unto others as you would have done to you. When I say others, I mean all living beings. Everybody walking, crawling, swimming, flying. So there was Ahimsa, non-violence, do no harm. Don't hurt the body, the soul, or the mind. Take what you need, give up your greed and exploitation. We can all be happy, peace on earth's my expectation.
Thanks again for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station, nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015, land of free speech. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. A big thanks to the Sugars, Carrie and her brother Ed, both vegans, and also Jeremy Ahimsa, Only One Order. He's also a vegan. And very much thanks to Will Tuttle for his book, Food for Freedom. And I'm really happy that I was able to read chapter 10, segments of chapter 10. And let's go out with Will Tuttle's song, To Be Free. This is Marlene wishing you all a beautiful, peaceful, lovely day.